My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Some other stuff mixed in. 248-539-9797. We're taking your Detroit Lions season predictions. Go on the record. We archive these things and revisit them after the year. So tell us what you know. Maybe you will be the one that gets the exact record. We're also looking for the reason why. Every year at the end of the year, it's always fun to go back and look at these things and see who nailed it. 248-539-9797. Let's get back to your open line calls. We go to Varn. You're next on 97.1 The Ticket. Hi, Varn.
Happy Friday, gentlemen. How are you?
We're good.
So before I get into my point, Gator, I was watching the obviously the NFL opener, and they mentioned I think his name was Carson Steele. He had a crocodile or something.
Yeah,
and they mentioned the word gator, and I thought of you.
Thank you. Yes, I saw, and then they showed that he's got a pet alligator that he's had for a long time, and now it's over 100 pounds or something like that. And cute story until it's not a cute story.
All right, interesting to say the least.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'll get into my main thought, and it is actually very much Lions related. I will go on the record and say I think I have been moving the needle on Jared Goff, because upon further analysis, I feel like, I guess, Jared Goff really has checked the boxes. Like, I have a set of boxes where I consider a good quarterback. Jared Goff has really check those boxes. I mean, he's gone through a lot of criticism. I can tell you that if a certain player, if that player went through criticisms and put up those kind of numbers, I've defended that kind of thing. So I realize that Jared Goff deserves the same kind of defense, because he's been going through criticism, but he has been checking the boxes for a good quarterback. I still stand by my opinions of, my favorite player and whatnot. But if you were to put Jared Goff as the 10th best quarterback in the NFL, I would not argue with that in any way.
Yeah, look, all I care about is he good enough to win a Super Bowl? And I think he is good enough to lead this team to the Super Bowl, yeah. And where they rank him is irrelevant. I thought it was kind of comical when the Athletic quarterback power rankings had him 16th, because at the beginning of the story, they said you have to have a great quarterback to win the Super Bowl, and then they ranked our quarterback in the middle of the pack, and it doesn't really have any impact or bearing on reality or what's going to happen. And it's, I guess, just a common difference of opinion. Jared Goff, nobody is immune to criticism, okay? Nobody. If you look hard enough, you'll find Patrick Mahomes critics out there. So, we don't have to charge.
But he throws the ball behind his back, Doug.
That's a good point. And Goff doesn't even do that. So no. I don't know how he could break into the top 10.
Nobody does that, Doug.
It's
the first time he even tried it.
The thing about Goff is just that. He's good enough to win the Super Bowl. And if you are going to lose in an NFC title game as a quarterback and not take a brunt of criticism, you lose in the NFC title game the way the Lions did. Goff, it's very hard to point at Jared Goff as the reason why they lost that game.
Yeah, I mean, I certainly don't. I was going to say that the boxes he checked off were winning not one but two playoff games with this team. And, of course, it's a team effort, and I recognize how great this team can be. But if you look at the NFC Championship game, you have to go far down the list of reasons the Lions failed before you come across Jared Goff. I mean, he was one of the reasons why they should have succeeded.
Yep. And he's, you know, as far as the, I mean, I saw something last night on social media, the Jared Goff chants at the Green Day concert.
Well, that's great.
It's awesome. 248-539-9797. Matt, you're next on 97.1 The Ticket. What's up, Matt?
What's going on?
Hey, Matt.
Yeah, I say the highest I could see us going 14-3. If the O-line can stay healthy. Goff was amazing behind the O-line last year. Adding Kevin Zeitler, I feel like it boosts that O-line just a little bit. Lowest, 11-6. You know, injuries happen. So one of the key injuries do happen, I can see us going 11-6. But definitely I can see us going 14-3 for sure.
So what are you settling at? Are they hitting the high end, they hitting the low end, or are they hitting something in between?
I want to say the high end, obviously. I feel like J-Mo is going to be better than Josh Reynolds was last year. Reynolds was key on third downs and caught a lot of first downs, but I feel like J-Mo has a way higher ceiling than Josh Reynolds.
Where are you going to go, Matt?
What was that?
Where are you going to go? What's the prediction?
I'm going 14-3.
14-3. All right.
High end.
So the thing, he brings up a very good point about Josh Reynolds. You could say what you want about Josh Reynolds as, you know, what kind of receiver he is. He's not going to ever get mentioned probably in really the top half of receivers in the NFL. He was a cast-off. He was a cast-off from Tennessee. He was on the street. The Lions signed him. And last year, if I recall correctly, 40 receptions, 30 for first downs.
It was more than that, I think.
And was it?
When you would look at first downs or touchdowns, they were...
I think you get credit for a first down and a touchdown. I might be wrong on that. But I think when you score a touchdown, it counts also as a first down in the stats. But I could be wrong.
He had 40 receptions and 32 were for first downs.
That's pretty good.
And then he also had 5 touchdowns. But as you said, don't know.
Yeah, it's hard to believe that 37 of his 40 receptions.
No, I wouldn't. Yeah, I understand.
So I think they must count as first down. Either way.
It's a hell of a percentage.
He was critical to this team's success.
Critical.
Yes, critical.
Okay. It's 80% of his receptions went for first downs.
Yeah, it's like if he dropped a first down catch, they were going to lose that game. Oh, wait a second.
or two.
Yeah, that number should be 34 out
right?
of 42.
Seriously,
I mean,
that's
sad
how crazy,
part.
Yeah.
That's the sad part about it is...
He could have added two more.
And he was so... damn reliable.
He was. And you know what the thing about him was? And I'm not attacking King's take on Tim Patrick, because I think Tim Patrick could be really, he's a really interesting guy, because we've all been saying, I would like a receiver that has some size. And I would too. But my thing about Isaiah Williams is when you start looking at wide receivers and you look at the attributes that you want in a wide receiver, I mean, getting open is probably number one. Catching a football is 1B. And then further and further down the list, the speed is there. And then I think size comes like fourth or fifth down the list. And what Reynolds was, yeah, he was a bigger receiver, but I don't think he was the guy that had the contested catch all the time. He was just the guy that always got the first down because he was open, because he was reliable. And those are the first two things, get open and catch the football. And do they have that replacement? I think Isaiah Williams can be that replacement.
So, look, Jared Goff had a long work relationship with Josh Reynolds. You can't just, you know, fabricate that experience and that relationship and the chemistry that you can have with a wide receiver. But it seems like Goff favors the guys that he knows and can trust. And it looked by all accounts, he's got It sounds like he's got three of those guys in Amon-Ra, Sam Laporta, and now Jameson Williams.
So Josh Reynolds in the postseason last year caught eight passes. Seven were for first downs.
Yeah, and you could have added two more, right?
We know about the other two.
So, and the thing is, this is not like a Isaiah Williams versus Tim Patrick thing for me.
No, Gator. I didn't mean it. I'm not attacking on it.
Trust me, I don't feel attacked. My point with the Tim Patrick thing is, and the Josh Reynolds comp is, they need an outside guy. Isaiah Williams is not an outside guy. He's a slot guy. Tim Patrick is an outside guy. Josh Reynolds is an outside guy. You know, I think that's the comp I'm looking for, and I think that's the reason why they went out and got Allen Robinson as well and brought back DPJ, because those are the type of player, that's the type of receiver they're looking for to replace Josh Reynolds. Now, production-wise, we all think Jameis' production is going to go up to help offset Reynolds. Isaiah Williams could play a factor in that as well, and even the forgotten man always, Khalif Raymond, right?
Yeah.
So I think production-wise, I think they can get there. I think it's just replacing that actual position of that Reynolds played.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.